Helping Hand, it's a new weekly feature here on HPR, helping folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and today we are covering MS in Hawaii. We're learning about some of the resources available with our guest, Candace Schwalbach, manager of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society Hawaii office, and Sharon Dodge, who is living her second journey with this disease, first with her father, and now with herself having MS. And a big aloha and mahalo, Candace and Sharon. Thanks for coming down to HPR to speak with us. Often many people who are not affected in some way by MS don't know much about it. Share with us a bit of background on multiple sclerosis.
MS is a challenging disease. It affects your central nervous system, so your brain, your spinal cord, your optic nerve. It's about the flow of information within your body, like a cord that has a coating, and your body is attacking the coating that's on that cord. And it starts to wear away or deteriorate the protection, which is called myelin, and disrupts the flow of information between your body and the brain.
So Sharon, how would you describe MS to folks as someone who experiences it?
Like you said, I'm on my second journey with this disease. So for my father, MS came across as one thing. He had a very progressive form of the disease. He went downhill very quickly. At the young age of 48, my dad was dead. When I was diagnosed 8 years after his death, I obviously had those same visions in my mind. That's been the opposite for me. I've been blessed with relapsing, remitting MS.
MS affects everyone so very differently, from tingling in your fingers to numbness to vision changes. We have talk story groups, self-help groups around Oahu, also on the other islands, where people can come together and talk about just the daily challenges and the ways that they are working through them. We have educational programs. We work with the doctors and neurologists around town as well, financial assistance programs, scholarship programs. And of course, you can just always call. We have a resource center, so help with employment issues or legal issues.
When someone sees someone in a wheelchair or who is suffering, they think, oh, well, I obviously know why they need help. But it goes beyond the obvious thing of the illness. There are those things, you kind of touched on it, but I was hoping you would talk a little more about it. If you're immobile, the other necessities of life start to pile up. The bills, the mortgage on the house, appointments you can't get to, stuff gets rescheduled. Just getting there when you have a large mechanical device that you're required to travel in can be near impossible. The costs that are associated with it. What are some of the challenges, aside from MS, that people call your office and are frustrated having to deal with?
MS is a very expensive disease. The disease-modifying drugs are quite costly every month, anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000 a month for these drugs. That puts a financial burden on the family, and if then their MS gets worse, or it also affects cognitive function. If their abilities are decreasing, then they're going to need assistance in many ways. And at that point, I urge you to call us because we can specifically help in those areas. Maybe it's helping work with an employer to educate them on MS and ADA accessibility, or maybe it's Social Security and how it works. And if it's beyond our scope of abilities, we pull in the people that are needed and we ask for help from the community to help those families.
Sharon, as somebody living with MS and your father suffered and died from MS, are there things about the disease, personal recollections you want to share with people you think are important for them to know?
Well, again, it just brings back memories of being a little girl. My dad was a pilot for American Airlines, so he was strong and healthy, and MS took him down fast. And I was his first cane, so his hand on my shoulder for stability and support. And I remember people staring at us thinking that my dad was drunk because of the way he was walking. And people do stare. And my dad's response was, sweetie, just look at them and smile. And immediately the person looks away. So that was the way I dealt with that.
How could people help out the organization? What are things that you could use? Is it cash? Is it skilled volunteers installing different grab bars and things in people's houses? What are ways that you need help from the public?
All of the above. Financial sponsors are always appreciated. They are the ones that can fund our financial assistance programs. They are the ones that can bring resources and doctors to the island. We only have two specialists in the entire state. But volunteers who can help us with the awareness piece is just as important.
Contact info is good statewide.
Statewide.
And you can plug people in with local resources.
Absolutely. If you're ready to build a ramp, give me a call.
MSHawaii.org. And then locally, 808-532-0806. They've got an 800 number, 800-344-4867. Obviously, at hawaiipublicradio.org, we've got all that information archived. Candace Schwalbach, manager of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society Hawaii office, and Sharon Dodge. Appreciate both of you guys coming down here and being my guests for Helping Hand on All Things Considered.
Thank you.
Thank you.